go to Dr. Pasley and he could do the adjustment and then tell you what exercises that you should start doing to keep your flexibility up and to help retrain yourself to not deal with those pains. Get on the road to wellness. It's super simple. All you have to do is visit Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Bless you, Jay. They're on Highway 14 in Millbrook. You can call them at 285-8483. They opened 2 minutes ago. And you can find them online at millbrookchiropractor.com. Fill out your new patient paperwork there. All that jazz. Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
I'm running to lead this country because I think it's important we restore the soul of this nation. This president has ripped it out.
Joe Biden, in his closing remarks at last night's Democratic Party presidential debate, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg says about the recent fatal shooting of a black man by a white police officer in his city.
I'm not allowed to take sides until the investigation comes back. The officer said he was attacked with a knife, but he didn't have his body camera on. It's a mess. And we're hurting.
Kamala Harris trying to shut down some squabbling between the candidates.
Hey, guys, you know what? America does not want to witness a food fight. They want to know how we're going to put food on their table.
The debate in Miami, hosted by NBC News. The House passes a bill providing $4.6 billion in emergency funding for humanitarian aid and security at the border. Differences with a Senate bill have been worked out, so this goes to President Trump for approval. This is Fox News.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
We are rolling into the 7 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is taking a look around the river region. And on the boulevard, we don't see any problems for you other than lots of cars building up, so be careful around the intersections. If you're traveling on the interstates this morning, we don't see any problems for you on I-65. I-85 looks great inside Montgomery, but if you are coming in on 85 southbound, be careful around the Tallahassee exit. We have an accident out there, and that is slowing traffic down in that vicinity. There aren't any big issues on the 31s, but we do see a lot of folks coming out of Wetumpka, so be careful as you approach the boulevard. Let Reinhardt Toyota make this 4th of July road trip the best ever. Special deals are going on right now through the end of the month. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. and open on Sunday. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
I'm Jared with Tire City and Automotive Service. We are offering a buy three tires, get the fourth free. That's right, buy three tires, get the fourth one free. Get unbelievable savings on over 700 tires we have in stock while supplies last. Visit TireCityAL.com.
Tire City!
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. There's an urgent search for a missing elderly man in Prattville. 81-year-old James Merriweather was last seen on 10th Street in Prattville around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. He was wearing blue jeans, a blue and white shirt, and a black baseball hat. If you know where he is, call Prattville Police. An investigation is underway after human remains were found in the 3700 block of Wesley Drive Tuesday afternoon. Montgomery police say utility workers found the body. Investigators are still trying to determine a cause of death. And we're headed to Riverwalk Stadium tonight for Your Town Friday. Join Chief Meteorologist Shane Butler and our sports team as the Biscuits take on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Catch our live reports tonight at 5, 5:30, and 6 o'clock. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather. We've got a hot weekend forecast, but a few scattered storms will cool down some lucky towns. Today, sun cloud mix with a high temperature in the middle 90s. Heat index, I think, will be near 100. Widely scattered afternoon and evening storms. Low tonight, 73. Tomorrow and Saturday, there will be scattered relief. A few extra storms on the radar. Otherwise, partly sunny and hot. Low to mid-90s both days. Low 70s at night. Then on Monday, the 1st of July, high around 95. Tuesday, high 96. Spotty afternoon storms for a few. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And welcome back in to the show. It is 2 men and a lady still. We are minus Rich, we are minus Greg, but we gained a Baron.
Yeah. How about that?
I'd say that's a fair trade.
That's fancy pants.
I'm kidding, Rich and Greg. It's a terrible trade.
Thank you for coming in, by the way.
Yeah, we appreciate
thank you.
Thank
you for having me.
Appreciate it.
I always enjoy getting up at 4:30 in the morning.
Right.
I ain't even
I'm so glad when this week is over with from everything that we've been
doing.
Do
we get to
with?
Go home early today?
Why?
Why would you go home early?
Because
we
I'm
work till
tired.
3, Emily. 3.
You don't work till 3.
Well, you guys work till 3.
He shows back up.
I sometimes show back up.
When he needs to...
like cut a spot or...
You don't, or cut, you don't cut spots in the afternoon. You don't cut... let me just let the audience in on something.
This is true.
Baron does not like to cut any spot after his show.
Correct.
So if we need Baron's voice on a commercial or
he's
anything
like that...
He's
been here plenty of times to do that, though.
But he doesn't like to do it, and he doesn't do it without complaining.
I do it on a deadline when someone says you have to have it in today.
That's the thing. That's why his folder on the production drive says Whitney, Mariah, Celine... Coleman, because he gets real diva about it because his, air quotes, voice is tired.
It is. Usually I'll say, can I do it tomorrow morning? And I'll get up and come in the morning. Everybody's voice sounds better at 7 a.m. than it does at 3 p.m. Everybody. Your voice sounds best before breakfast. Everybody's.
I don't know about all of that.
It's true.
Anywho, enough behind the curtain.
Jay, you agree with me? Jay's got that
Jay's
golden
not going
to
get into it.
Jay's voice sounds good 24 hours a day. Jay could wake up at 2 a.m., cut a spot, and go back to bed.
I'm here so long, many hours.
Jay's like, who's the president? What day is it?
I'm here all the time.
But no, you get off at 3, young lady, and you'll be here till 3. 3:01.
She won't.
I was here till
stretch
3,
that last minute.
3:40 yesterday.
Well, we don't do comp time here.
The buttery one came.
You were stalling because you had to go get a haircut.
No, I was stalling.
Is that what's different about you today?
I was stalling because I had to break that spot down and send it to my sister.
Is that what's
different? For calling her out yesterday.
Oh.
Did you get a haircut?
I got a haircut. I got my hair colored.
You said you were going to get a Karen Bob.
A Karen Bob.
You said you were going to get a Karen Bob.
Let me speak to the manager.
Yeah, but you don't have it.
No, I just...
I was expecting the, you know, bitchy 40-year-old look. What?
That language we don't use.
Oh, you don't use
any.
I was expecting that.
This isn't news and views.
I was expecting that snotty 40-year-old.
Yeah, there you go.
It's too late. You've already said it. Jay. No, I just my wearing my hair in a bun all the time. Jack Campbell called it my doo doo bun. So.
What the heck does that even mean?
I don't know. It's what Jack called it.
I doubt he used those words.
Did you wear a bun? Yeah. Did you wear a bun a lot? I never saw
well, I have
a
to
bun.
Explain this on the air. My hair was really long and very thick, and it's very bothersome with headphones. It gets caught up in stuff, and by the second hour of the show, I'd already have it put up in a bun, so it wouldn't be bothering me. So now I got it cut to where it can look decent down, because I don't always like having my hair up.
How much did you get cut off?
I would have to
did
ask.
The same person cut your hair that cuts my hair?
You need to rephrase that. Has my hairstylist that I've used for years that you've started using, but apparently haven't gone back to in a while.
I haven't been in a while.
Yeah.
Why, you think I look sloppy?
You got some stuff going on with your hair, Baron.
Last time I was there was February, so.
That's probably about the last time I was there.
She and I talked about your hair, though. You don't have to go back for a while. Because,
my hair?
Yeah, because you're not doing anything but just keeping it trimmed up. Like you're
that's
not.
What I, well, that's what she told me, and that's what I figured. So, but I don't know when to reschedule. I don't know.
I think she told you 4 months.
Oh,
so.
I'm way overdue on that one. Then
you missed that one.
Well, I don't know. 4-6 months. I don't know. I'm not a hairdresser. Just have a best friend.
I think I'm going to grow mine out.
I'll do it before
I
go to Seattle.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to grow mine out to Jay's length.
Are you going to stop cutting it yourself?
I'm going to put it up in a doo-doo bun.
Yeah. I miss you, Jack Campbell. Please come back.
Hey, I talked to him the other day. He's on his way back.
I talked to him. I text him. He doesn't always text me back, but that's okay. Not many people like me.
He's the worst phone user of all time.
Bless him.
I swear. He'd be better off with house phones and pay phones. Campbell residence. Did you guys have to answer your phone some weird way when you were a kid? Or could you just answer the phone and say, hello?
We were never told we had to say any kind of residence or house or anything like that.
But did you just say hello, or did you... Good evening, thank you for calling.
No.
Can I help you?
No, we would say hello, and then it was...
I always knew which family had psychos for parents when you called and how they answered the phone.
Oh.
If they answer the phone... Hayes residence. I thought, oh, this is a psychopath. I need to stay away from these
Our
people.
Thing was, my mom was really particular.
Quick to judge, right?
Yeah.
Well, I am.
Boom.
You never get a second chance to make a first impression.
My mom was really particular about the, you know, if somebody calls and, you know, hey, may I speak to Baron?
Mm-hmm. Hold, please.
No, and you're the one on the phone.
Oh, this is he?
Yeah, this is he, not this is him.
No, him's the object of the preposition.
Or this is her.
Yeah.
Like subject you say, is this he. Is him, or yeah, the yeah. whole, the whole. Mom was real particular about that.
Yeah, the object of the preposition gets me every time.
I think, yeah.
Moving into completely different territory here.
Maybe things that you may want to hear about. We don't know.
BuzzFeed asked members of its community who work at hotels what secrets the guests would be shocked and horrified to know.
Do we want to talk about this?
Oh, Jay, it makes me feel icky.
I know. First rule.
12-year-old girl.
It
makes me feel icky.
Not that you would be doing this, but the first rule is never look at a hotel room under a black light. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. If someone dies in a room, we get rid of the body and then get the room booked again as soon as possible.
What do you mean get rid of the body? That's what mafia people do. Get rid of the body.
That terminology is probably not what they...
How about, like, call the morgue?
They needed to use.
Keys are reused until they stop working, and they've had keys returned in the nastiest of conditions.
Gross.
Always wipe them down as soon as you get them. People are gross. Housekeeping never cleans inside drawers and nightstands.
Oh.
Something to
Revelation.
Think about.
Revelation!
Something to think about.
That's gross.
Sometimes guests have accidents, and a lot of the time... Guests try to hide these accidents. If someone throws up or does anything in a bed that's, you know,
number
not very bad,
two.
They just wash the sheets. They don't replace the mattress.
Is there not like a mattress protector on there, you know? Like a...
You know, I don't know. The laundry room that's used for folding bed sheets is a great... Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dadgummit, Jay. Yeah.
Need to read through these things before I read them on the air.
It's called shrimp.
I can assure you that if you sound like a jerk on the phone, the room you were asking about will always suddenly become unavailable. I mean, come on. You should always be nice. This person says, I personally knew a housekeeper who used... the same cleaning rag to clean both the toilets and everything else in the room.
No!
Y'all think that's bad. Go to your favorite restaurant.
Shh, shh, shh.
I'm just kidding. Not your favorite. I mean, just McDonald's, Arby's.
No.
Just go anywhere.
I mean, I've worked in
fast food,
I guess.
I know what it's
consider
like.
It
TV remotes never get cleaned.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's gross.
Some cleaners wash the mugs that are provided in room in the bathroom sink, then dry them with the used pillowcases.
Oh, what?
That's kind of gross.
I don't like this, Jay.
We're instructed not to delete accidental charges unless guests call and inquire.
Oh, now that's crooked.
That's
called stealing. It's one thing to be gross. It's another thing to steal.
All of the vegetables we served came from cans. We never, and this is all caps, never wash the comforters.
Where is this? Is this like some, you know, I'm not wanting to name any names or anything, but this is this like a $29.99 a night kind of jam? I mean, I expect more.
Is this the executive inn on Airbase?
Why do you say names of places?
Oh, come on. No one in our audience is staying there. It's $15 an hour.
An hour?
What?
You know what I mean. No one uses it more than an hour or two.
All right. So when we come back, we've got random facts lined up for you.
Are you excited about it, Jay?
I am just.
Hey, I didn't see a conundrum.
Oh, there is. There is one.
Look, do your Bill Cosby.
Hang on.
You see, it in the news here, you got. It's towards the end. I don't know why he's got a cold all of a sudden.
He always seems like he has a cold whenever you do the Bill Cosby.
It was in there somewhere. I saw it, and I did it. It was the impossible question.
We should record you doing that with some fanfare behind it. Make that a new conundrum intro. We'll find it in the break before random facts. How about that?
You know what I really need that I've only noticed that I need that this week?
Huh.
Shuffling through all these papers. Is that thing that you stick your fingers in to pick up paper with? The little pink
quick something?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I know it from my administrative assistant days.
But to be able to flip through papers again without... there it is. Impossible question. Found it.
Anyway. All right. For those of you playing along at home.
So it's two at the top.
Okay.
So, there you go. All right, when we come back.
Should we let Baron vote?
We should. Baron should be...
I'm going with B.
It should be in there, with every decision we make.
Amen. This extends beyond today, correct?
No, it does not. This ends at 8:59.
We're going to take a look at traffic. We've got traffic in this break as well. And then when we come back, we have got your random facts with your chance to win a $10 gift certificate to Food Outlet with our pop quiz.
We are rolling on through the middle of the 7 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is taking a look at your traffic, and we see some spotty slowdowns around the boulevard, so be careful as you make your way around there this morning. If you are on the interstates, everybody's up at a speed limit ride both on I-85 and on I-65. We also don't see any real problems on the 31s other than a lot of folks headed into work this morning. Let's be careful. Trenum State is offering CompTIA Security A-plus classes from July 22nd to August 19th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I have a knack for remembering special dates in my life, and in July 1st, as a matter of fact, I will mark my 7th year as a Food Outlet shopper. Every week, every Sunday, I am there, and I am saving money. I am estimating over this first 6 years... a minimum of $5,000 in savings. And that's real money to me. And it's in every department. The first time I walked into Food Outlet, I noticed bananas were 46 cents a pound. And I've been paying 63 cents a pound at the big chain. So I thought, well, if this is the kind of savings I can enjoy as I go through the store, I'm going to like it here. And I do. Every week, I am there on Sunday morning saving money in every department. From dairy to the meat department. The best prices on bacon. Cuts that go for over $10 a pound now are under 10, well under 10 at Food Outlet. You'll save on chicken, beef, pork, and they have a butcher at Food Outlet to cut your steaks the way you like them. And in many instances, you'll save $2, $3, $4 a pound on steak. Don't let the mirage of the big chain stores fool you that they, because they have more buying power, are going to get you your food for less. It doesn't work that way. The bread department, for example, the house brand, Surefine, is excellent, whether it's condiments, soup, you name it. I use all of them. Their bread, especially. You can get bread for under a buck a loaf, a package of buns for 79 cents. They're $1.29 in the chains with their big buying power. So why don't you start an anniversary like mine? Try Food Outlet and really compare what you're paying there to what you're paying at the chains and start saving money. Three locations, twice a day, Millbrook on Highway 14, Main Street just west of Highway 31, and Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard, and maybe I'll see you there some Sunday morning. United for your
here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there, so if someone needs a system serviced or repaired, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24/7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United's service team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United, for your comfort.
Hi, Rich here, talking about our friends at Dillon Rings off the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, a family-owned and operated business since 1993. I went in and visited Josh and Leslie, and I saw some of Josh's amazing custom jewelry creations. I got to know the stories behind them. In fact, people come to Josh and tell their stories about their loved ones, and then Josh takes it to the next level and comes up with some amazing designs that you just got to see. In fact, you can see some of his creations at their Facebook page, and also on their website at dillonrings.com, or better yet, go by and see them in person. Tell Josh your story about your loved one, and he'll come up with an amazing custom creation. And by the way, they can repair all types of jewelry, too. They're dedicated to excellent customer service. Go by and see some of Josh's work in person. They're located just off the Atlanta Highway, not too far from the Walgreens on Brown Springs Road. Closed Sunday and Monday, but they're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturday from 10 to 3. Experience the difference at Dillon Rings.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Thank God for that.
Hey, you ready for this weekend?
Yeah, I feel like this weekend has come at the worst possible time.
Okay, and when would that be?
When would that be?
Does not compute, does not compute.
I'm sorry, it's been a long week.
You ready to rock?
Are you ready to rock?
Ready to rock, boss.
Did you fix that transmitter?
Ready to transmit.
Stand by to transmit.
Booyah! We're transmitting!
Showtime!
And now, a star is born. On June 28th, 1926, the world welcomed little baby Mel Brooks.
That was a tough birth, Mom. You're probably going to have a blazing saddle for the next couple of days.
Mel Brooks, a star is born.
And now, it's time for...
11.
Random
facts. I thought for a second there you were going to go out on a limb.
No, I was not.
And finally do a convoluted intro.
I'm not. I can't.
You had that dramatic pause.
I did because I was like, 11. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, that's the ticket. 11.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Yeah, with my wife, Morgan Fairchild. Here we go with random facts. Pay close attention because you could win a $10... gift certificate to Food Outlets if you know the answer to our pop quiz coming up right after this. Did you know the first reports of about the Wright brothers' early flights first appeared in a magazine dedicated to beekeeping?
Why?
Amos Ives Root was an Ohio entrepreneur.
I'm sorry.
Amos Ives Root. is his name.
That's what the ladies called him.
Yeah.
Names aren't as good as they used to be.
1839 is when this little boy was born. Amos Ives Root. He was an Ohio entrepreneur who developed innovative techniques for beekeeping during the latter 19th century. And I guess his wide-ranging interest and curiosity led him to become the only eyewitness to publish articles about successful airplane flights made by the Wright brothers in Ohio between 1904 and 1905. So he was there, he witnessed it, he had a magazine he was already doing, so he put it in that magazine.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah. Guess it wasn't a big enough production yet to have a magazine dedicated to aeroplanes.
Did you know in 2015, payphones made $286 million
in
the States?
Really?
Yeah. In 2015, people still use payphones.
Huh.
Airports, I can only imagine.
You know,
that's the only place I still see them, is in airports.
I saw them in the airport. I never see them on the street corners or anything like that.
You hang out alone on street corners?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gonna be rude about it.
We're down from 2 million payphones in 1999 to no less than 100,000 today.
100,000 payphones generated $285 million?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good return.
Yeah. However, I remember in middle school we had a payphone that was close to the office, so you wouldn't have like go into the office and ask to use the secretary's phone or whatever. And if I didn't have a quarter, I think it had gone up to 35 cents at that point. And there was like chorus after school, like practice for the big showcase or whatever. I would use the collect option to like call my mom.
Use that 1 minute.
That 1 second was like, say your name.
Come pick me up.
Mom, pick me up at 4:45. We have practice.
Did you ever dial down the center? 1-800-C-A-L-L-A-T-T.
Oh, wow.
You remember that?
Wow.
Yeah. Yep, I remember
that's how you made free calls on a payphone.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that peaches...
Millions of peaches.
Peaches for free. Peaches are indigenous to China. They outproduce the rest of the world combined. They make about 14, or they make, they produce about 14 million peaches per year, while the rest of the world combined, around 7 million per year.
How about that?
Yeah.
Side note, what do you do, random question, what do you do when people call during random facts?
If I'm doing random facts, I just put them on hold.
So, but you're not, so do I answer it?
You should answer it, yeah.
Okay, turn my mic off.
Okay.
Just talk. This is Amy.
Well, lift the veil there.
Yeah, I know, right? So I'm not watching. Did you know the flag of Denmark is the oldest flag in the world that is still in use?
What year?
1219.
Woo!
Yeah.
Okay, hold on just a minute.
I didn't even know they used flags back then.
1219 is the year on that one.
I missed it.
Denmark.
Yeah.
The Danes.
Yep. Did you know during the Apollo 11 lunar descent, Neil Armstrong, who was manually piloting the craft, his heart rate was under 90 beats per minute?
Because he was in Arizona.
After the... What?
Because he was in Arizona.
Oh, filming it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine wouldn't be beating that high either in the desert. Kind of warm, so maybe a little dehydrated. But.
Now, after the Eagle Touch...
Are you serious?
After the Eagle touched down, his heart rate spiked to almost 160 beats per minute.
Because he knew he was about to have to commit to a lie for the rest of his life.
Are you being serious right now?
We didn't go to the moon. Stop it.
Oh, my God.
Why didn't we go back? We got up there, huge rock. We're like, we're bored. We don't need to be up here anymore.
You know what?
Let's build a space station instead. Yeah, let's do that. Come on. Went to the moon, what, 5-6 times in the 70s? And we're like, yeah, we're bored with that.
So coast to coast ended at 6.
and China comes along. China comes along a few years ago and says, yeah, we calculated what it would take to get to the moon. We can't get there. Can't get there. Can't get to the moon.
Please continue. I'm every moment that passes, I regret reaching out to Baron to join us.
This was your decision.
Oh, come on. I'm not the only one that thinks that.
Did you know that for years, John Wayne supported giving control of the Panama Canal to the country of Panama?
Panama!
This support earned him the only hate mail that he ever received in his life, but it also got him his own island off the coast of Panama, appropriately named John Wayne Island.
That's fantastic.
What do you have to do to get the airport?
Yeah. Did you know that Pakistan's name is an acronym referring to the names of the five northern regions of British India? So there's Pakistan is a combined name of Punjab, Afghania, Kashmir, Sindh, and Baluchistan. Baluchistan, whatever. Anyway.
But I don't see an S or a B in Pakistan.
Well, let's see. Pakistan. It probably comes from the Sindh country. Whatever. And then Baluchistan is the stand part of it, maybe. I don't know.
Well, stand just means land.
Yeah.
That's why you stand somewhere. Because you've got land under your feet when you stand. That's true. That's what all those stands mean over the Kazakhstan, everything.
Sorry. I went to Stand by REM.
Stanford? Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
The straight in straight-laced and straight-jacket means tight, not straight.
I'm going to leave that joke alone. I'm going to leave that joke way alone.
Please remember that
there will be no straight, tight jokes on this program.
You have 3 of your own hours.
I know, and I'm coming back to that at about 9:15.
All right. Go ahead, Jay.
Did you know the Wizard of Oz saved the lives of pretty much all of the Munchkins? In 1938, the Nazis' plan was exterminating undesirables. This included those born with a physical impairment. Munchkins, they would have been exterminated.
The people in the Lollipop Guild?
Landing their roles allowed them to escape Nazi Germany and come to the United States. They could not speak any English. The voices you hear in the film are somebody else's dubbed over.
Dubbed over?
Well, they're dubbed over the, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, Peter Lorre got out of Germany, got over to London, and his first acting job there was in Hitchcock's The Man Who Knew Too Much, the first one. And he learned all his lines phonetically because he couldn't speak any English. But he was escaping the Nazis as well.
There's a side fact on this.
That was not a side fact?
Well, no. About 30 years later, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Willy Wonka, was filmed in Germany. Mm-hmm. There were no little people to bring in for the Oompa Loompas. Because of...
They all fled.
Nazi Germany at the time.
We don't have little people in America.
If you would have been listening, this was filmed in Germany.
But I'm saying you can bring them in.
Well, no, they had to get the actors. The actors that they got to play the Oompa Loompas, they had to pull in from outside of the country because all of the German little people had either left or
passed
away.
Mm.
Yeah. Did you know? Watching paint dry is an actual job. A man by the name of Keith Jackson, he's an Englishman, has been watching paint dry for over 30 years. He works for an industrial paint manufacturer and measures how long it takes paint to dry by putting it on a piece of cardboard and timing it with a stopwatch.
Huh.
He left the school. He left school at the age of 16 and went into the exciting world of watching paint dry. And finally...
That's it?
Yeah. We're running down. Finally, did you know... And I love... These are my favorite random facts.
Oh, is it math? Nobody likes math.
It's not math. It's space.
Oh, okay.
And it's when you measure the size of space. I love these. So here it is. If the solar system could fit in the palm of our hand... Mm-hmm. Then the Milky Way galaxy would be the size of North America.
What?
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
That's the size difference?
Mm-hmm.
Out in Arizona.
That's incredible. Well, Arizona would be part of North America.
And those are all of your random facts.
So this is normally the time on Sprockets when Rich texts Jay and gives him a question to ask.
Yeah, I've got one in mind.
I've got one in mind.
Well, you have to text it to him. Oh. You can't say it over the air, you big goober.
Uh-huh. I've got it, Jay. I've got the best one. My questions are the best. You're going to love them.
Somehow I'm not
I get the best questions
on this.
I'm just going to give you the answer. What do you think, huh?
Yeah.
That's the right one, right?
That's not the one I was going with. But I will tell you the one I was going with.
Why aren't mine even being considered? Oh, why am I here?
Good Lord. She had the same one that you did.
Did she?
Yes.
That's why you're here. That's why you're here. It's validation that you think correctly.
Oh, thanks.
I'm sending you my answer.
Oh, let me look at it.
And to see that, because that's the one I was thinking of going with.
Well, I'm sure this is all very exciting for the people playing along at home.
That's go with
the fact that both of you went with the same thing is the one I'm going to go with.
Okay,
so that's the one we're going to go with. Here's your pop quiz question.
So I can be validated by a man.
Well, how is she going to be validated?
It wasn't.
What's the other measuring post? You use a ruler to determine a foot, right?
It's not, man.
This is not at all how you pictured it.
No, I thought you would just be a nice, kind guest.
I am. The best guest. Wrong.
272-9228 if you think you know the answer to the question that Jay is about to ask. 272-9228. If you are correct, you'll win a $10 gift certificate to Food Outlet. How exciting.
It is exciting. Earlier in Random Facts, in fact, the very first random fact we talked about was the Wright brothers' earliest flights. They first appeared where? Where did the first reports of the Wright brothers' early flights show up? It was a very specific publication. And so we want to know what that is. Give us a call. 272-9228. If you think you know the answer, 272-9228, you could win a $10 gift certificate to the Food Outlet. We're going to take a quick break and get these phone calls
Nobody's
going.
Nobody's calling. Oh, Lord.
272-9228.
Oh, thank God.
There we go.
We are rolling through the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch has a tap on the traffic this morning. Things look pretty good on the boulevard. It's rather busy, but we don't have any real delays for you. If you are on the 31s, everybody's rolling along smooth. There's a lot of folks rolling out of Wetumpka, so be careful around the Redland Road traffic light and when you reach the boulevard. Traffic on I-85 is moving along without a hitch. We are starting to see that morning slowdown on I-65 southbound around the downtown area, so please be careful there. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Garden Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, the phones have lit up. This is fantastic, and I'm so happy to see that we got calls in for our pop quiz question. The question was, in Random Facts, we learned about the Wright brothers' earliest flights. The reports of those first appeared in what? And so we're going to go to the phones now and talk to Paige. Hi, Paige.
Yay, hi, good morning.
You sound all excited. Good morning.
I am. This is cool.
Well, it's
except for Baron.
Yay! If he was in the room.
So much cringing.
Yeah,
so
he's not cringing. In. He left.
Oh, good.
Yeah, okay. He needed to walk it off.
Yeah, he did. So, do you think you know the answer? Where did the first reports about the Wright brothers' early flights, where did they first appear?
Beekeeping Magazine.
Yes, that
Yay!
Is correct!
Yay!
So exciting.
You got it right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
She's so excited. You just got a $10 gift certificate to a Food Outlet. Now, where are you calling from? Where do you live?
I live in I live in Prattville, work in Montgomery.
Okay.
Okay, so she could go to Prattville or Coliseum.
Yeah, you could do the Prattville or the Coliseum Boulevard location to enjoy food outlets. So congratulations to you. We're going to put you on hold, and Emily is going to get your information.
Yay!
Thank you.
And we'll take these other calls real quick. Hey, Steve.
What's your last name?
Steve.
Hey, good morning. I hung on. I was runner-up again.
Runner-up again. I can ask you another one. Do you think you might know another question if I were to throw that out at you?
Probably not.
Yeah, okay. What country has the oldest flag in the world that's still in use?
I do not know.
Oh, it was Denmark. It was Denmark. Well, Stephen, thanks so much for calling, and thanks for hanging on the line. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you. All right,
take care. And Ty called in. Hey, Ty. Ooh.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. I know I didn't win or anything, but I just want to say it's been a very interesting week, and is Greg going to take an extended vacation?
Is Greg going to take an extended vacation? I don't think he is. He's coming.
I was hoping. I was thinking maybe we had an extended week again.
No. Well, you would think so because it's a short week next week, right?
Well, yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, do the 3 days and whatever. But, yeah, no. He'll be back on Monday. Rich will be back on Monday as well. The whole gang will all be back in full
form. I don't know, Ty. I'm thinking about it. I don't know if I'll come back.
You'll be here. She'll be here.
Girl,
trust me.
You got to remember, unity.
Yeah.
Unity.
Thanks so much for the call, Ty. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, no, you'll be here. Trust me. You're not. No.
You don't know me.
I know. Unless you get sick. That's the only way that I know about it.
Please don't say that because I've not felt 100% this week, and I didn't want to be like all the other men that have complained about being ill and coming to work. So I just making sure I dose up on the vitamin C. And trying to rest when I can, but I'm a busy bee.
I have to. I'm sending a message by way of Kristen downstairs to tell Bubba that our B-roll news is not showing up here.
Womp womp womp. Again, Jay has let you see behind the curtain. Normally, I wouldn't let that happen. But
well, normally Greg would just tell me off mic, like go, and I'd have to run downstairs. But I can't do that.
So I guess this week has been good for letting people, like since you've shared with them about the news and things like that, or when traffic's coming up and stuff like that. When those things go wrong, and then there's no Jay on the show for a segment, that's because he's downstairs fixing something.
Right.
Now you know, and knowing's half the battle.
That is true. Go Joe. So what do we got coming up? What's next? The pop quiz.
We did the pop quiz. I guess we do the conundrum next?
Conundrum.
Stupid news, good news. What are we going to do?
Well, we do have a good news story.
Give me the good news. I'll do that next.
Okay.
How about that?
All right, we'll be back with some good news coming up.
I was thinking back recently to the first time I met an amazing guy, Don Duncan. And I said, tell me about your business. What makes you different from every other place? And he, of course, talked about the fact that they hire master certified technicians, people who are really good. But he said, more than anything else, tell your listeners about customer service that will exceed their highest expectations. It's not always convenient to get your car serviced, but you do that at the risk of finding yourself on the side of the road with a flat tire or smoke coming out from under the hood because you kept ignoring that check engine light. They make it so convenient. If you work downtown, there's a location at 408 Madison. Drop your car off, they'll get you to your office and get you back with your car. Same thing for those of you who live in Southeast Montgomery, the location on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. Just tell them what you need, ask for it, order it up. And, of course, now in Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires. They always quote you a price that includes professional installation. And whenever you bring your car to Don Duncan, they're going to vacuum it out for you before they give it back to you, just as a way of saying thanks. You know, it's amazing how many people over the years have said, you know, I finally tried Don Duncan, and they're exactly the way you said they are. Because they are. Check out Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto.
Hey, this is Kika with Boost Mobile. We've been advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting for the past year. We've gotten great results. Our business has increased, and I would recommend them to anybody.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From the Fox Business Network, Boeing is hoping to have the software fix for the 737 MAX plane completed by September. Government test pilots have found a new glitch recently during a test on a flight simulator. The revelation is a sign the jets probably won't be flying until late this year. The FDA is warning users of Medtronic insulin pumps made in 2012 or before that the devices could be manipulated by hackers. Users are advised to pay attention to any alarms and alerts and to cancel any unintended dispatches of insulin doses. Google Maps now has technology that can tell you how crowded your commuter bus or train will be. Map users have been sharing information about their morning commute. It'll also provide traffic delay updates for buses in many cities that don't already have that service. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super PolyGrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
PolyGrip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
PolyDent!
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
We've got a hot weekend forecast, but a few scattered storms will cool down some lucky towns. Today, sun cloud mix with a high temperature in the middle 90s. Heat index, I think, will be near 100. Widely scattered afternoon and evening storms. Low tonight, 73. Tomorrow and Saturday, there will be scattered relief. A few extra storms on the radar. Otherwise, partly sunny and hot. Low to mid-90s both days. Low 70s at night. Then on Monday, the 1st of July, high around 95. Tuesday, high 96. Spotty afternoon storms for a few. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An investigation is underway after human remains were found in the 3700 block of Wesley Drive Tuesday afternoon. Montgomery police say utility workers found the body. Investigators are still trying to determine a cause of death. There's an urgent search for a missing elderly man in Prattville. 81-year-old James Merriweather was last seen on 10th Street in Prattville around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. He was wearing blue jeans, a blue and white shirt, and a black baseball hat. If you know where he is, call Prattville Police. And we're headed to Riverwalk Stadium tonight for Your Town Friday. Join Chief Meteorologist Shane Butler and our sports team as the Biscuits take on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Catch our live reports tonight at 5, 5:30, and 6 o'clock. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Uh-oh, it's good
news story for the day comes to us from Istanbul.
Oh.
Was Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Feel free anytime, Jay. There's a 17-year-old that lives in Istanbul, and he was walking down the street the other day when he saw a 2-year-old girl playing near an open window two floors up. There were a bunch of other people around, including other kids, and apparently no one else noticed this little girl. But luckily he did, so he walked up and he stood under the window just in case. Then she fell, and he caught her. She almost slipped through his arms, but he hung on. She wasn't hurt. A security camera got it on video, and now it's going viral, so you can kind of look it up and see what happened. But a 17-year-old kid just being aware of his surroundings helped save that little girl's life. What have you done? What have you done this summer?
This summer?
Yeah.
Worked.
just like it better. So this happened in Istanbul, which is why we're listening to They Might Be Giants.
Particle Man was their best song.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, not even close.
Dr. Worm was their best song.
Oh, you are out of your mind.
Not even.
Once again, measuring stick.
You might need to go back downstairs.
What's the, oh gosh.
Particle Man.
Not Particle Man, but the...
He's doing the things that a particle can.
I know, the bird in the cage thing.
Dr. Worm is the best song.
Oh, man, I can't remember that other song. Anyway.
So that's your good news.
Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
When we come back, we're going to have the...
Conundrum!
The conundrum question coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the morning rush hour, and things look pretty good out on the roadways. We don't have any accidents to tell you about, but we do have a lot of traffic, especially on the boulevard. Be careful around the intersections. The traffic on the interstates is pretty thick as well. I-85 is moving along at a speed limit ride. I-65 doesn't have any big problems, but look out as you approach the downtown area. You're going to slow down there. And the 31s are running smooth this morning. We don't see a lot of issues, but there are a lot of folks coming out of Wetumpka, so be careful if you're on Highway 231. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives. $36,000 per year salary. Text your information to 334-399-2895. That's 399-2895. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday month rent-free for the first year. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
You want something that'll make an immediate difference in your electric bills, and I'm not talking about a small percentage. I'm talking at minimum 30%. Pick up the phone, call 802-FOAM, F-O-A-M, and talk to our buddy Wade Cannon at MasterFoam. MasterFoam is the ultimate insulation. And the simple comparison is this. If you have a Styrofoam cup, you know that it protects your fingers from hot coffee much better than a paper cup does. Same sense, a Styrofoam cup will also keep your ice lasting longer because it is the ultimate insulator. MasterFoam can be installed in an existing home, and it will lower your attic temperature from 120 to 30 degrees in the hottest of weather down to 80. When it's that low, your AC unit doesn't have to work as hard. Your electric bills go plunging down. And you also do your AC unit a big favor because it's not going to have to work as hard. It should last longer. So the payback is more than just money. You get an extended life on your AC unit. Same thing in the coldest weather. It keeps the cold out so your furnace doesn't have to work as hard. And these lowered energy costs will make a big difference. when those monthly bills come around. If you're in the planning phase of building a home, Master Foam, you should call them immediately and make sure that new home is insulated with this product. Because in those instances where they can do the complete house, you'll save 50% on your energy costs. Again, talk to Wade Cannon, great guy. He can explain more at 802-FOAM or do your online research at masterfoam.com. That's master-foam.com.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry congratulates everyone who qualified for the 1-carat Forevermark diamond appraised at $10,000. It's been an exciting few weeks, full of suspense, and we're happy to announce that a winner was finally chosen. Congratulations to Tracy Hamill for winning the 1-carat Forevermark diamond. And congratulations again to all of you who qualified. And remember Marguerite's when you want to purchase or create that exquisite piece of jewelry. Marguerite's, located in the shops at Peppertree.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, we're back for a little while here before we got the top of the hour coming up. And it is time for our conundrum, as selected by Baron and Emily, and I agreed with it as well. So we've got that. And here is your conundrum question.
Do we have any music for that?
I don't have...
And I want to go on... I want to say she selected it. I just approved it.
Well, that's good. It's fine. The first one...
You approved it?
I just made sure it was acceptable. That's all. She actually picked it.
Measuring stick? Is that what we're talking about again?
Like the B magazine.
I want to hit you in the face.
And if he was closer... You might actually do it.
Yeah, if I was in my normal seat,
been hit by you plenty of times. Smacks that are legendary hits. The greatest hits of Emily Hayes. Smack, 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 smack.
Bless it.
Here's your question. Experts say you'll spend about 20% less on shopping if you do this one thing. What is this one thing that will cause you to spend about 20% less on shopping?
20% less on shopping.
Yep. Up for grabs is a $10 gift certificate to the Seafood Bistro.
The Bistro!
So if you know the answer or you have a guess, call 272-9228, 272-9228.
I ate there the other day.
At the Seafood Bistro?
I love
Bistro.
The Seafood Bistro.
It's a magical place.
One of my favorite restaurants in town.
Magical, like this light that keeps flickering above my head.
This light that keeps flickering and gives you a strobe effect. Gives me some...
Oh, somebody's calling.
Oh, my God!
Isn't that what we asked
for? Yeah, it is.
We had...
And she's so excited when
that
happens. Oh, my God, somebody's calling! Oh, there's more people!
Do we have to talk to some of these people?
Yes, of course we will. Because that's how asking for people to call in works.
Well, I didn't know. I mean...
How do you do it on your show? Do you talk to the people that call in?
I don't like callers. I'm not sure how it works.
We love our callers, and basically it's because...